From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Good morning, this is Kevin, VK4UH from the Redcliffe Radio Club, and today I have an open invitation for everyone living or visiting the area. The Redcliffe Group, working in association with ICOM Australia and RF Solutions, is excited to announce a joint presentation where the entirely new and wildly heralded ICOM IC76100 transceiver will be revealed for the first time in Australia. The new radio is being specifically imported from Japan and will be fully operational for a live on-air and hands-on demonstration on that day. The demonstration is going to be held on Saturday the 14th of October, so that's the Saturday following this broadcast, and will be held at the Redcliffe Club Rooms, which are on Clingan Road in Kippering. And for those who might be unsure, there are maps available on the Redcliffe Club's website and on the club page of the WIA main website. The demonstration will run from 9:30 to 12:30 at the club rooms on the day, and everyone is invited to join us. Tea, coffee and cold drinks will be available, and the club's also going to run a sausage sizzle on that Saturday. So that's Saturday the 14th of October, that's next week, at the Redcliffe Club Rooms, 9:30 to 12:30, to see a full working demonstration of the new ICOM IC76100 flagship radio for the first time in Australia. We'll hope to see you all there. And this has been Kevin, VK4UH, for the Redcliffe and District Radio Club, working with ICOM Australia and RF Solutions.
From VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. From Brisbane, it can be heard on 7130 kHz lower sideband every Sunday at 9 a.m. I'm Gary, VK4AR.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Perhaps I've got it wrong, but I seem to be seeing more queries from newly minted amateurs concerning equipment, radios and antennas seem to predominate. What I mean is, people are asking, what is the best WhatsIt for such and such application? Now, there is nothing wrong with people seeking advice, particularly when it comes to the expensive pieces of equipment. Now, to me, this is reminiscent of the days of CB, where people were operating on specific bands with type-approved gear. It was akin to the Holden and Ford camps of followers for the Bathurst 500. Perhaps this is a cultural phenomenon when modern toys are prepackaged, and the only decisions are which carrier to choose and which apps to load. Now, if this is the case, we seem to be missing the boat when mentoring and training people heading to license exams. Being able to look up information is going to be necessary during an amateur's career, and continuing self-education remains part of the definition of amateur radio, with this need as the requirement to be able to assess what we have discovered. So the question is, are we neglecting amateur radio education for the sake of getting candidates through exams? Do we need to rethink the range of material that is covered in training so that new licensees don't expect to just get on air like turning on a new tablet or phone? Are we failing new hams if the first time they have a question, they post it on Facebook? In case you think this is restricted to just this country, I've seen this from a number of English-speaking countries. Are we giving our new members a fair go? That's my question. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.